This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with today's random but still kind of interesting business and economic fact of the day. Just about 10% of all the commercial real estate in Kansas City, Missouri is underground. And not by accident either. Patrick Clark wrote about it for Bloomberg Business in a piece called Welcome to Subtropolis. Patrick, good to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.
This is a crazy story, man. Tell me, first of all, what this place is.
It is called Subtropolis, and it is the largest underground industrial park in the world. It's about 55 million square feet, 100 feet underground Kansas City, and currently home to 52 tenants who take up almost as much floor space as in the Pentagon.
Okay, now why? Why does this place exist?
Right, because there are mole people. So I think there's three reasons why you would rent space underground. Climate is a big one.
Is it cold down there? It must be cool, right?
Yeah, mid-60s and overcast is what they say. It's 68 degrees is what the temperature is. So you don't have to heat it. You don't have to cool it. And if you are warehousing film or paper or cheese, for that matter, it preserves whatever you've got down there.
I love that the Postal Service uses it to warehouse stamps.
That's the second why, I think, which is security. Subtropolis is the distribution hub for every stamp that the U.S. Postal Service prints. Maybe it's not every stamp, but it's their main distribution
hub. Hundreds of millions, you say, in a piece.
Hundreds of millions, which translates into millions of dollars. So the fact that it's 100 feet underground and there aren't a lot of ways in or out makes it a safe place to keep all of that postage.
Yeah. You said there were three reasons: security, climate, and what else?
Well, and space. You know, you can't get 500,000 square feet many places, and you can't get it for half the price that you could otherwise.
Do you know what the rents are down there and everything?
I can tell you what they are, which is about $2.25 a square foot.
Which compares how to on the surface Kansas City space?
Which is about half of what you might pay on the surface. And of course, there's a lot of space to be had. There's about 8 million square feet of space, which is either available or can be available within 6 months if you ask them to knock out some more walls.
Do you get claustrophobic? I mean, there's no windows. It's all fluorescent light, you know.
Do you get claustrophobic in an office building in Midtown Manhattan? Might be.
No, but I've
the
got
way
windows,
you would answer that
man.
Question.
I can see that. And I know I'm not 400 feet underground or whatever it is.
Right. Well, no, that's true. So, you know, if I was trying to rent you a space down there, I'd tell you that the ceilings are 17 feet high.
Right.
And you'd never notice you're underground. The walls are carved out of limestone deposits, and they're not polished to a sheen by any means. So it's certainly a rough hone kind of working environment. On the other hand, if you are renting warehouse space, you know, you're not looking for the finest of finishes.
Patrick Clark is a writer for Bloomberg. His piece on Subtropolis down below Kansas City is at Bloomberg.com. Patrick, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Kai.